Why do we say bless you when someone sneezes, cross our fingers for good luck, and avoid the number 13? We discover the origins of some common superstitions. 7 years bad luck from a broken mirror. In Roman times, it was believed your reflection, whether in a pool of water or a mirror, represented your soul. If the reflection was distorted, that meant bad luck, so a cracked or broken mirror was very bad news. The Romans also believed that people's health and luck ran in seven-year cycles, so if you saw bad luck in your reflection, it would last until the cycle turned. Crossing your fingers for good luck. Thought to date from pre-Christian days in Europe, crossing your fingers for luck was originally a two-person operation. A cross was a symbol of unity, with good spirits living at the intersecting point. And if you wanted to wish someone well with something, you laid your index finger over theirs to form a cross. Eventually, crossing your own two fingers came to do the same job. Today, we use the expression fingers crossed to wish for good luck, and so do the Americans, Spanish and Italians. But in Sweden, Germany and South Africa, they hold thumbs instead. It's thought their alternative has its origin in pagan beliefs that evil spirits dwelt in the thumbs and holding them stopped the demons escaping and ruining a plan. Saying bless you when someone sneezes. This one is said to go back to ancient times when it was believed that the act of sneezing separated the soul from the body, and being married to a man who sneezes loudly enough to wake the dead, I'm inclined to agree. Saying God bless you was intended to prevent the devil from grabbing the soul whilst it was temporarily homeless. The superstition is often said to date from the Great Plague, when someone sneezing meant someone was close to death. Oh.